Welcome. We trust you will be encouraged by this message from Mahesh Chavda by Chavda Ministries International. Real love, real people, real power.
Hallelujah. Turn to your neighbor and say, Purim miracle. Turn to the neighbors, declare, Purim miracle. Glory to God. All right, you may be seated. I just want to share for a few moments. And I really appreciate what Richie said. If you get a prophetic word, we really want to hear different impressions the Lord is giving to each and any of you. Please write it down. This is a good time where this is the watch of the Lord. And we welcome all those friends on the World Wide Web. They are from different nations. They're from Germany to Korea to Malaysia to Jamaica to Brazil. It's all over the world. We have friends who are watching us. They are part of our family, and we bless them and speak Purim miracle for them too right now. But it is good to watch and pray, and it is good to come before the Lord and celebrate His goodness, worship the Lord in the beauty of His holiness. So I bless each of you. Each of you, I want to tell you, there is also a watch angel here, and he knows us, he knows our children, and he gives us the breakthrough. So it's always, when you come and celebrate and honor and worship, praise the Lord, there are breakthroughs for us, each of us and our children. So I speak that and release that blessing and breakthrough for each of us. I appreciate Richie also sharing about the season of challenge that he went through, and he determined to work through it in faith, and that the Lord, when he takes us through that, he is reserving the double. And he is, you cannot imagine the breakthrough he's about to give you. So when you have opposition, you have challenge, whether it's professionally or family or whatever it is about to give us a turnaround. And we are seeing that. I'm kind of going ahead of myself. I want to read that from the book of Esther, chapter 9. This is the conclusion of the whole Esther story and what this was all headed. It says, now in the 12th month, that is the month of Adar. Say Adar. Adar is spelled A-D-A-R. It's a Hebrew word, but there's a certain month in the Hebrew calendar called Adar. On the 13th day, the time came for the king's command and his decree to be executed. On the day that the enemies of the Jews had hoped to overpower them, the opposite occurred. Say the opposite. Say the turnaround. So whatever the devil had planned, God turned it around completely, and the opposite happened. Isn't that great? Say good news. So we are exercising faith for ourselves, our families, the church of Jesus Christ, our church here, and for our nation and the nations, that the opposite, whatever the devil had planned, God is turning it around. And the opposite occurred in that the Jews themselves overpowered those who hated them. The Jews gathered together in their cities throughout all the provinces of King Ahasuerus to lay hands on those who sought their harm. No one could withstand them because the fear of them fell upon all people and all the officials of the provinces, the satraps, the governors, and all those doing the king's work helped the Jews because the fear of Mordecai fell upon them. Mordecai had now been appointed as prime minister. For Mordecai, remember, the enemy was personified in a man called Haman. And we did the celebration of Purim, especially the last Sunday. And remember, we had the noisemakers. When the Haman, we mentioned the name of Haman, we said, boo, and the very plan that he had. He was the epitome of those people inspired by the spirit of Antichrist, the satanic spirit. And God, what he had planned on destroying God's people, he turned it around, and he himself, the big place where he had hoped to hang Mordecai, the king turned it around, and the Lord was there watching as the people of God prayed and fasted for 3 days, total fast, no water, no food. That God turned around and gave them a miracle, and Haman was hanged on the very gallows that he had built for Mordecai. And Mordecai was made part prime minister. I'm summarizing the story. For Mordecai was king, was great in the king's palace, and his fame spread throughout all the provinces. For this man, Mordecai became increasingly prominent. Thus, the Jews defeated all their enemies with the stroke of the sword, with slaughter and destruction, and did what they pleased with those who hated them. So the Jewish people are representative. Today we would be the people of faith, those who believe in Jesus Christ. We are a people of faith. We also, like the Jews, God's covenant people. So the blessings of Abraham are ours. Here is an example of the miracle in the book of Esther. And there is a reason why I'm mentioning this on this Friday, is that this is just less than 24 hours ago. Certain things happened that was another great, great miracle. So I want to read to you from the website. Yesterday, later in the day, the Purim festival was about to end, but at the conclusion of it, the President of the United States did something that was for the Israelis. Now, what I can't lay hours of basic teaching that we have given over the years, but we have seen parallel restoration. When God blesses Israel and restores Israel, there is also a parallel restoration for the church, all right? And you see, especially in the last, let's say, 120 years, especially different events. Like I have quoted this before, but if you see the movie Fiddler on the Roof, at the conclusion of that, it was a great musical story about the Jewish people in Russia and how there is oppression, how there is persecution. The Tsar is releasing persecution because of different plans of that they hate the Jewish people and are going to pogroms, they call them in Europe, to persecute the Jews and drive them out, because wherever they were, the God would bless them. So at the end of that movie, you find the story of the Jews in the 1890s to early 1900s, where the pogroms started to kill or destroy the communities in Russia, and they have to flee, many of them. And as they flee, as the pressure increases, but many of them end up going back to Israel. And these are the first plantings of restoration. After 2,000 years, every year during this time where the Jewish communities would gather together in different parts of Europe, they would say, next year in Jerusalem, next year in Jerusalem. After 2,000 years, he was going to start bringing them, restoring Israel, which was a wilderness and a desert. And he was bringing the people back. God's great plan. If you look day to day, and you would say, what is God up to? Something is happening. We don't know exactly what, but he was bringing back. So in the early 1900s, few thousand Jews started drifting back to the promised land. At the same time, God was restoring the church, for there was a great awakening led, by the way, by a one-eyed black preacher named Papa Seymour. And he prayed in Los Angeles. He was a man of great prayer, but he led prayer. And then the Lord poured out his Holy Spirit that touched millions in revival was called the Azusa Revival. So, and as the Lord started doing things, like, for example, 1948, Israel was established, awakened after 2,000 years. There was a nation called Israel. Until then, there wasn't. 2,000 years, they were absent. Suddenly brought them back out of great pressure, great persecution, to great tragedy. But he turned it around for celebration because he replanted Israel. It was a great miracle of God. But at the same time, this happened in 1948, there was a great outpouring on the church. So there was the 1948, 49, 50, 51. There were the great revivals with Billy Graham. It was in certain cities, people had not seen that there were so many thousands of people coming to Jesus Christ. And these were with Oral Roberts, A.A. Allen, of course, William Branham, and Billy Graham, who we have his big center, Billy Graham Center, here in this city. So this Charlotte, this area was his family's upbringing and his upbringing. So we are honored to have that here. But it's unbelievable if you look back and see some of the videos of the multiple thousands of people who would stream to give their lives to Jesus at Wembley Stadium, at Los Angeles Stadium. That was at the same time. What I'm pointing out is God restores Israel, 1948. In the 1948, 49, 50, you see the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. So when there are miracles happening with Israel, get ready, get ready, get ready for miracles in the church, miracles for the believing church of Jesus Christ. So get ready for the turnaround. So here you find, this is fresh off the press right now. So Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister of Israel, is on the phone with the president of the United States. And then after that, Israeli prime minister Benjamin Netanyahu celebrated President Trump's decision to recognize the Golan Heights as part of Israel. This is, if you realize, it's thank you, Lord. For a lot of regular Americans, you say Golan Heights and say, huh? Say what? Jerusalem, they would recognize, but Golan Heights, they don't know. But that's about 500 square miles of territory on Israel's northern border where Syria is concerned. It has been disputed. It was considered way back during the times of Abraham when Joshua and the people who were former slaves came back. The Lord gave them the promised land. That was part of the promised land. You find that in the Golan Heights mentioned as Bashan, in the Golan is part of that beautiful pasture lands, but it is mountainous region, but it overlooks Israel. But at one time, because of the British mandate and the French, and in the early part of the 1900s, they had said, we're not going to let the Jews have it, we're going to let the Arabs have it. But it belonged to the promised land. It was Israel. The according to the Bible, belonged to the Jewish people. So yesterday, again, after 50 years that it had been conquered by the Jewish people in the 1967 war, United Nations would not recognize it. Even America withheld its approval. But yesterday, President of the United States said, as far as America is concerned, we are recognizing Israel's sovereign right to own the Golan Heights. It was as big as bringing our embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. So those who bless Israel will be blessed. Okay? So we are getting blessed. Those who bless Jerusalem, pray for the peace, the shalom, the wholeness of Israel, of Jerusalem. And may they prosper who love thee. So it's a kind of prosperity that is, you touch the hem of the Lord's garment in a kind of blessing for prosperity. And therefore, we are seeing the people are astounded by the change in our economy that we have, as of this week, we have the lowest unemployment in more than 50 years. More women are employed than ever in history. They want a job, they got a job. Anyone who wants a job, they can have a job. In fact, there are 3 jobs waiting for any person who wants a job. So it's a kind of industriousness that the figures show that the Lord is blessing this nation so much that, I mean, Europe is, it's deflating, but America is rising up. And there is a kind of blessing coming on our nation. And I want to say, thank you, Lord. We are getting in the wave. You catch that wave of blessing and prosperity for you, for your children, for the church, saying, Lord, I want to catch the wave, right? How many of you would like to catch the wave of blessing? Say, Lord, right there, here I am. I believe you're doing it, and I want more for me and for my children and my grandchildren, all right? So here it is. So officially, United States recognized the Golan Heights belong to Israel. So as I was reading yesterday in the comments of people, this was one of the great, it's New York, even New York Times, who hates this president, said this is one of the greatest events to set Israel free from these false pressures. Always, if you have seen, if you read the news over the last many decades, there was always Israel. If you want peace, you got to give your land away. And they would take portions of land here and there in the United Nations. No more. As of right now, as of yesterday, basically that principle, that thing of stealing Israel's land is over because the President of the United States, hey, we are recognizing Golan Heights belong to Israel. This was the area where the enemies of Israel, where they could come up to the Golan Heights and you could look down pretty much to the major centers of Israel and bomb them and send rockets into Israel. But since the Israelites now can take possession of that entire area legally, when America recognizes, basically it's done. So he has recognized. So here is the statement of the, it says, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu celebrated President Trump's decision to recognize the Golan Heights as part of Israel. President Trump has just made history. This is Netanyahu talking. That's the Prime Minister of Israel. I called him. I thanked him on behalf of the people of Israel, Netanyahu said in a joint peace conference, a press conference with visiting U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Near the end of Pompeo's visit to Israel, Trump tweeted out his surprise announcement. After 52 years, it is time for the United States to fully recognize Israel's sovereignty over the Golan Heights, which is of critical strategic and security importance to the state of Israel and regional stability. Standing alongside Pompeo, Netanyahu was visibly excited and called it a Purim miracle. Okay, so this is the time of Purim. And he said, this is a miracle. And I did not, this last 2 weeks, if you notice, I've been talking about Purim and really focused on it as few other times before. And I felt something was cooking. Something, I didn't know exactly what was cooking, but this is totally, prophetically, it's amazing. And it sets us up. We in the United States, we are, God puts, as we bless Israel, we are blessed. All right? That's Genesis, book of Genesis. Those who bless Israel will be blessed. So yesterday we did another significant thing. This nation basically told Israel, you can have this. This is your ancient inheritance. And America will be the country, nation, who says, you can have it back. So it is, the Lord is so pleased. And so we, tonight, we want to send blessings to Israel. We want to send blessings to President, Prime Minister Netanyahu, who is in a very critical election. And just as if you remember the Kavanaugh hearings, and we sent Pastor Bonnie to be there in the Senate House to pray. And she got to pray with Mrs. Kavanaugh and all, et cetera, et cetera. That there were all kinds of weird accusations that you would say, where are they coming from? Against Judge Kavanaugh. In the same way, there are all kinds of weird accusations against Benjamin Netanyahu right now and negative. But he is so devoted to Israel. I met some of the other prime ministers before, by the way, and Yitzhak Rabin, I shook his hand. He was a good man, but he was willing to exchange Golan Heights and give it away to the enemies to have peace. Well, Netanyahu says, no, we're not going to give it away. This is our inheritance, and God wants them, because this is the place where Jesus Christ is coming back. So it's very important for us to back Israel up for our blessing and for the return of our messianic faith that the Messiah is coming back. Jesus is returning soon. We don't know exactly what date, but it is good that we back up the territory of Israel, because the Lord blesses Israel. And he called it specifically a miracle, that this is our Purim miracle. In fact, after Jerusalem being recognized as the capital, this is the second great miracle that they can repossess the Golan Heights. As basically after America, with the president saying that, America declaring, this is your territory. Really, few other countries would argue, because America is, thank God, the number one power in the world. So this really sets things free. And so I want to say thank you, Lord. This sets us up for more miracles, for more breakthroughs, for more turnarounds. So I'm prophesying over each of you tonight that for you, for your children, and your grandchildren, there is a miracle turnaround. And Esther 9, chapter 9, which I read from, is the appropriate. What the enemy thought he was going to do, God turned it around and gave victory to God's people. He wants to give you the victory and miracle turnaround. Wherever there is a financial question, I'm claiming God is giving you a great miracle turnaround. That there is a Purim blessing over each and every house, for your home, for your marriage, for your children, for your finances, that the Lord is giving us a Purim miracle. As you give to Israel, Lord, I want to get in line for a miracle for each and every family here. I want a Purim miracle for All Nations Church. I want a Purim miracle for the Watch of the Lord. I want a Purim miracle for the United States of America and for all the nations that bless Israel. I say, Lord, give them a Purim miracle. And I wanted to read another statement they asked the Secretary of State. This was here, but this is a quotation that I thought you might want to see how strategic the Book of Esther right now is, because exclusive Secretary of State Pompeo, they said the CBN News. One time when I was in Israel, the CBN News set me down, Christian Broadcast Network, and had an interview with me that they played on several years ago. So I know how it is. I sit down and with the CBN reporter. And this is the Secretary of State. Now, this is yesterday. God may have raised up President Trump like he raised up Queen Esther. That's the direct quotation from the Secretary of State of the United States. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells CBN News, it is very possible that President Trump is a modern-day Esther, poised, though he wears a suit and a tie. But the Secretary of State calls him a modern-day Esther. Can you believe it? Poised to defend Israel and save the Jewish people. This is CBN. CBN's chief political analyst David Brody and Middle East Bureau Chief Chris Mitchell sat down with Pompeo for an exclusive interview during his trip to Jerusalem. The interview touched on politics, policy, and spirituality. Pompeo is a strong Christian, praise God, who experienced a refreshing time in the Holy Land. I mean, those are some of the spiritual times of refreshing come from the presence of the Lord in the book of Acts. So the interview touched on politics, etc. He had a particularly impactful experience at the Western Wall. Now, by the way, we are going to be going, Pastor Bonnie and I are going to lead a few pilgrims in September, if you would like to plan on going with us, all right? Start saving a little bit. And you can find out from our church office the details of it. Thank you, boys. You guys are on them right there to put it up. So we're going to go see, and we'll have a prayer meeting. We'll have a mini watch at the Western Wall. So this is where the secretary went. This is, the great place of prayer. And that's where the watch, by the way, started. An angel visited me while I was praying all night at the Western Wall, and the Lord said, watch with me. And that's how the watch started in Jerusalem. So this is where Secretary of State of the United States was. I've been there before, but this was incredibly special. To be there at the Western Wall with the Israeli Prime Minister and Ambassador from the United States to Israel was really an important moment. It was special for me as a Christian. It was special, I think, to show the commitment the United States has to do this democracy, this Jewish nation of Israel, said Pompeo. President Trump showed that strong commitment again by announcing that it's time for the U.S. to fully recognize Israel's sovereignty over the disputed Golan Heights. And this is the tweet that President Trump sent. After 52 years, it is time for the United States to fully recognize Israel's sovereignty over the Golan Heights, which is of critical strategic and security importance to the state of Israel and regional stability. The announcement was music to the ears of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. And the Prime Minister said, President Trump did it again. First, he recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital and moved the embassy here. Then he pulled out of the disastrous Iran treaty and reimposed sanctions. But now he did something of equal historic importance. He recognized Israel's sovereignty over the Golan Heights. These are some of the most strategic heights. Anyone who wants to destroy Israel, if they can take possession of the Golan Heights, they can put their armies, their tanks, their rockets right on the Golan Heights, our heights, the high place, and they could do great harm to the Jewish cities. And so this is historic. And a lot of us regularly, we wouldn't understand what Golan Heights meant, but it was strategic, major territory. It was given, you find references of Bashan and others, and as a great place for the Jewish people. It was promised land provision. You find some of the tribes that specifically Moses sends, and they are the ones who take possession of this territory. So this is promised land provision. And America helped them, as of yesterday, get title back. So praise God, this is the time. And it is called the Purim miracle. So as of yesterday, really just less than 24 hours ago, the Lord once again sets up us. I'm If once we connect this, I believe this is also gets us in line for more outpouring of the Holy Spirit. There is rest in when there is restoration. Say restoration. So He restored the whole. These last 70 years have been times of restoration and refreshing will come, Acts chapter 3, from the presence of the Lord. So there is outpouring, and we are in line. We want to claim every member of our family for refreshing and Holy Spirit. Not one of our family members, not one of our children will be missing. They will be there worshiping the Lord, that all our children, all our grandchildren will be safe, will be blessed, will be promoted, and they will believe, be committed believers in Jesus Christ. So we are lining ourselves up, and we exercise faith for revival. Say revival. How many want more of the Holy Spirit? Say, I want more, Lord. I want more. I want more healing. By the way, I had been praying for someone special in the Southwest United States that were diagnosed with cancer, and they went in today, and they found, I mean, we were praying they would find no more than that area they were taking out, that there would be no more other places, and we got a remote just a couple of hours before I came to the watch, that there was no cancer anywhere else. And I said, yes, 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 Lord. So we bless people watching. We bless those who have sent their prayer needs, that there is restoration. Say restoration. So this is a season of restoration as we, especially, you know, we can pray it in, of course, sovereignly. But when God is doing already on the move, we are saying right there, Lord, we are lined up for more. We are lined up. I mean, remember in 1948, 49, 50, 50, some of the great miracle crusades under Oral Roberts, A. Allen. I mean, and you would, if you read some of the stuff that happened in these meetings, these are the types of things God is saying, I believe that He is going to give to us in the coming days, even greater revival manifestations. So I'm praying. I mean, A. Allen, there would be limbs missing that would come out. I mean, it would freak you out. I would say, Lord, freak me out more. Let there be more freaky miracles for us, Lord. We want all kinds of things. Amen? More manifestations, more, Lord, more. So it is times of restoration are coming from the presence of the Lord. So we want to thank the Lord for that America was able to be a blessing to Israel. That as of yesterday, President Trump, he was the Prime Minister of Israel, was so happy, so grateful. And he himself isn't in the elections in the next few days. There are going to be elections in Israel. I'm praying every lying spirit would be bound. And those who bless Israel, there are other leaders who have compromised and give up territory of Israel so that they could have this pretend peace. But the enemy will never be satisfied. So I pray no leader of Israel will compromise that which God has given them. And may there be shalom. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. So this is a time for Thanksgiving. Purim miracle. I'm claiming a Purim miracle for each family here. Each family watching us. Every family at the All Nations Church, that we will have a Purim miracle. How many of you want a Purim miracle? So it's still less than 24 hours ago this happened. So we are set for a great miracle. Amen? Hallelujah. Stand up for a moment. Father, we are in agreement. Raise your hands as if we are going to receive something awesome and glorious. Father, this is as we have come to this unique Purim season. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us as a nation to bless Israel. Thank you for our president, Lord. We pray for safety and blessing and success for President Trump, for his family, Lord, that no weapon formed against him can prosper as he has continued to bless Israel more and more, as he has blessed Jerusalem, as he has now blessed Israel with the Golan Heights. Thank you. Keep him safe, Lord, when we pray for a Purim miracle for each of us, Lord, that this is, as he said, this is a Purim miracle for Israel, and we claim that for the church, a great Purim miracle. Lord, where in our school system, this Antichrist spirit wants to try to take possession of our children, Lord, we pray restoration for our children, safety for our children, revival for our children, Lord God, that no spirit of Antichrist can possess our children or grandchildren. Bless our school system. Bless our economy. Bless, Lord God, the church, so that we can, that those enemies of the church would be bound up. Lord, bless our nation. Lord, we pray, defeat the forces of abortion, those who would kill babies, even when they were about to be born. Lord, we bind that. Defeat the enemies of God. Defeat the enemies of little children being born, Lord God. Thank you. Give us revival, Lord. Let there be a great move of God across this nation. Give us a great move here in this area, in the Charlotte and Fort Mill area, in this area of the Carolinas. Pour out your Holy Spirit, Lord. Give us a new Purim miracle in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Put your hands on the shoulders of your neighbor and bless them. Say, speak a Purim miracle. Amen. Turn around. Complete opposite. Whatever you're afraid of, Lord, that is a turnaround. Turn around for homes, for marriages, for children. There is a turnaround. That our husbands and wives will be in revival, Lord. That not one family will be in need, Lord. Financial miracles, Lord. Thank you for mortgages being paid supernaturally. Lord, for financial breakthroughs that are vast, amazing. Release the millionaire anointing, Lord, over your believing church. Over here too, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's sing an Israeli celebration song. Michael, you got one?
Yes, sir.
Can they come up and...
Yeah, let's all come up and let's celebrate and let's bring this great victory sound right now. And you can get in different circles if you'd like and come together and let's just begin to dance and celebrate the Lord. Hallelujah.
Come on up and claim your Purim miracle. And if you have been in attendance this last couple of weeks, we have been focusing on the book of Esther. You'll find it if you want to. You can still read the book of Esther and the great miracle and turn around, okay? We're going to have a revival glory. Amen. Over every family. Praise God.
We hope you enjoyed this message. To order more great resources by Mahesh Chavda, visit us at chavdaministries.org. For a full catalog of our products, you can call us at 1-800-730-6264. God bless you.